The stamp. The stamp. The stamp will arrive. Open your eyes. Look at the sky. See the rocks falling. See the earth shaking. See your home being destroyed. Remember the stamp. Remember the stamp. Once there was a little lamb. The lamb was focused. The lamb was obedient. The lamb was sacrificed. The lamb was resurrected. That was the beginning. Then this lamb came back with power and vengeance of the Father. That was the end. The end of evil, the beginning of good and righteousness. But it wasn't the complete beginning or the complete end. For there was a final end, the final end of all that is known to man, and the beginning of a final new world, a new heaven. Things seem complex. Things seem complex. But everything is in the hands of the Father, Jehovah, the Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit. You hear these preachers preach about money, preach about salvation through money. They preach about healing through money. They preach about heaven through money. Every other word that comes out of their mouths is about money, debt. This is a sign of the devil. If you're in the body of Christ and you do not see this, you have a problem. For you're going down the wide path, the path of Satan. Believe me not, or believe me, whichever is the case. The final outcome will be a fiery place for you, with the friends of the devil, with the friends of these preachers who preach about money, about wealth. They will all be in the same place. It doesn't matter how well they preach the word. It doesn't matter how clever they are in their conventions, in their gatherings. I will stamp them out like I do a fly. Anyone who corrupts, anyone who twists the word of God for their own purposes will be stamped out. These words are hard. These words are pointed. These words are direct. These words are true. The way to heaven is first read the Bible, have communion, help your fellow man, your brothers and sisters in the body of Christ with love and righteousness, purity of heart for the love of your Father Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Many of you think that these words mean nothing. So be it. So be it. But those who are trying, that are struggling, that are seeking the Father, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit, listen to these true and faithful words. The way to heaven is through love, through helping and seeking the Father in any way He asks you to. Your job is to obey, to love, and take care of your fellow brothers and sisters. Remember the two great commandments. Love your Father with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Things are going to become heated in this planet, in this world. You still have time, even though the end is here. Prepare yourself for struggles. Prepare yourself to help your fellow man. Things of the world are changing. Some very slowly, some very rapidly. People are beginning to die. People are beginning to find God. Many people are getting anger. Many people are just mourning. Many people are afraid. But I'm sorry to say this is only the beginning. things are going to get worse. That's why I want my flock to read the Bible from beginning to end, without skipping around. Help your neighbor. Obey your Father, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Many of you are chasing these pastors who are flamboyant and charismatic and seem to have the answers to everything. Beware, my children. Beware of Lucifer. He's so clever. For I'm going to round up all these evil preachers, all these deceptions of the devil, put them in a bag, and throw the bag into a fiery pit, turn my back, and walk away. It's going to be that simple. For your Father Jehovah is tired of leaders who mislead the flock in any manner, in any shape, in any form. These are not idle words. These people believe they have power. They believe they have a say because people listen to them. But these people are not saying the words of Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the love of their heart for their God, they will find themselves in this little bag. Man's church is so corrupt. There isn't one place I could send my children and feel at peace that they are being fed the righteousness, the truth of my word. But there are places they get bits and pieces of righteousness. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. For man has a tendency to destroy, to disrupt, to do his own thing with the things of God. Sometimes people die. Sometimes people just get misled. But it is all coming to an end. For the power of God is the power of God, and he gives it to who he wills. But the power of the devil is freely given to anyone at any time. My flock know my word. When they hear my word, their heart gets warm, gets revived, comes alive. For the truth burns in their hearts, down to the depths of their soul. But remember, there are sheep, and there are wolves with sheep's clothing in every church, in every situation. What a shame, what a shame. I love you, my children, but if you're not on that watchtower, if you don't have your oil lamps prepared and ready, if you're not on the narrow road, you're in trouble. Remember my words. Read the Bible. Study it. This is your Father Jehovah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit, giving you a little wisdom about the days that are coming. Remember, beware of the church leaders, for their hearts are not correct with God.